This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are traveling later today to Surfside, Florida, where search and rescue teams are working for an eighth day at the site of a partially collapsed condominium building. Local officials said late Wednesday the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18, including two children. The White House press secretary said the president and first lady would be meeting with family members who have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking the first responders and rescue teams. It's unclear if the Bidens would go to the building site itself. About half of the 12th floor, 136-unit building collapsed last Thursday, and since then, rescue workers have been slowly picking their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passenger and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It's unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common, though, in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. And the U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved the special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. By remote, this is VOA News. The premier of the Australian state of New South Wales is urging people in Sydney and surrounding areas to reduce their movements after 24 more cases of the COVID-19 virus were recorded. On Thursday, the premier warned the lockdown could fail if residents don't minimize their activities. On Wednesday, the Queensland and Western Australia state governments advised people under 40 not to take the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the risk of a rare blood clotting disorder, despite the Australian government making those shots available to all adults. Australians have a choice of only two vaccines, and locally manufactured AstraZeneca is more plentiful. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday during a virtual meeting with governors that Western states vulnerable to wildfires and suffering from drought because of extreme heat are to receive more help from the federal government. Biden said the federal firefighters would get a boost in their minimum wage and be kept on the jobs as long as needed beyond the traditional wildfire season. Because of climate change, battling wildfires no longer is a seasonal job, the president added. It's a year-round mission. Bill Cosby is back home in his suburban Philadelphia residence after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison on Wednesday. Cosby, who's 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator at his home outside Philadelphia in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback for the Me Too movement. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday denounced his country's past policy of becoming a frontline state in the U.S.-led war against terrorism in Afghanistan, blaming policy for the persistent security and economic challenges facing Islamabad. And a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and human rights lawyer was arrested for the second time in less than a month, Wednesday, marking the city's first year under the national security law. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.